And good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and good morning, depending where you are in the country at this time. I'm Phyllis Pricer, your hostess for the Higher Dimension. It's a rainy day here in Washington, D.C. I don't know where you all are, but it's kind of a gray day. Today, as I promised you last week, we have a lovely guest on, Diana Harris. Welcome, Diana.
Thank you. How are you?
Fine. I'm trying to fight a cold, to be honest with you, but we're going to make it through. I'm hoping my voice will hold out. That's just one of those things, you know? Your music goes down, and there you go. But other than that, everything's beautiful. I'd like you to tell people a little bit about yourself and your background and how you got started and where you are right now.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Get a quick biographical sketch.
Okay. Okay, I'll start with who I am. I am a metaphysical teacher, a shamanic practitioner, a psychic medium, and I also do healing work. Mm-hmm. The story of how I got on my path, I was born an empath. And for those of you that don't know what an empath is an individual that can feel things. They know with their feeling center rather than with their mind. I shut down my gifts for quite a while. Periodically, I would get messages because you never really lose that connection.
Right.
Periodically, definitely, I would get messages through childhood, all the way on into adulthood. A lot of those messages would come in impressions or in dreams. I woke up again probably around the age of 30. It was like living in black and white and then waking up one day and the whole world was technicolor. And what I mean is I woke up, all those gifts that I had plus more lit up again. So during the time when I was lighting up, I began to see spirit, not so much as sense it, but I had the ability to see spirit, to see colors again around people. And again, definitely to know things about being in a dream state or a sleep state. And like I said, that occurred around the time of 30. I was in corporate America during that time. No, I actually was in the military, doing military government contract work during the time. And I went on to work in corporate America because I was trained to be very linear in my thinking. And at the age of about 40-something, I woke up again, and I so it was a stage process.
A lot of wakings, isn't there?
A lot of wakings.
At least the 2x4 applied firmly to your head until you
died. Oh, yeah. I woke up again, and I left corporate America, and I've been doing this work ever since, full time.
Okay.
Yeah. Fabulous. So that's where I am now.
Fabulous. So your awakening came as what? To do this work, how did it come about that you were awakened, did you say?
The last one, it was a funny thing because I was working for an internet company and, during the times of internet, when everything was really, really going well and you had the big startup craze. So I was at a startup company, and we were going through, downsizing, let's say, layoffs. I actually prayed for a layoff. My company went through 6 layoffs, and I couldn't get laid off for nothing. I prayed for a layoff. But no, the universe told me when I leave, I would leave on my own volition.
Uh-huh.
And so I woke up one day, and for no particular reason at all, I submitted my letter of resignation. And from that point on, life started unfolding for me in the way that it should. And I ended up doing this work publicly. In actuality, I have to honestly admit that I had 2 lives. I probably had my corporate America life, and then I had the life of where I was doing some serious study of shamanic traditions, of healing modalities, of looking within my own self. For many, 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 many years, I want to urge people that are listening to my story, none of this work or none of our paths are ever a straight path. It just is what it is, and everything unfolds as it should. And all of us wake up many, many, many times again, within one lifetime if we allow ourselves to. We can call it a rebirth process. I call it waking up.
Yeah, because it is more like that. Isn't it sort of like an aha?
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Yeah, I've had a few of those, and You know, you think you know something, you get along kind of dumb and happy, and the next thing you know, you're tapped on the shoulder and you get a right to the jaw and you're learning something new. And you say, but, and they say, no buts. Forget
no
everything
but,
you learn. Now time to learn something new.
Yeah.
You know, this is a never-ending school, and you're wondering, so when's the graduation ceremony?
Oh, you know what? I just heard something funny from my guide, Phyllis, so I have to tell you. They said every step that we take and that challenges us is a mini-graduation.
Uh-huh. I must be summa cum laude with I don't know how many degrees right about
thank
now.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank them, but I'm still working on the... Did you have to hit so hard?
I think all of us are.
I'm tapped out again. Spread the love around to other people a little bit, which is fine. Please.
I'm like, whisper, don't shout. I think I got it.
Yeah. Screaming doesn't make me hear better, folks. It just makes me harder of hearing.
Oh, my goodness.
You're having a lot of fun with this. It sounds as though you are enjoying yourself.
I love my work. When I left corporate, I met with my peers after, you know, like a week after, a couple months after, and they're like, you look younger. You glow.
Yes, isn't that wonderful to hear?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that is fabulous. That is a neat thing to have happen.
Oh, yeah, but I have to tell you, I pray a little uniquely. I said, okay, universe, I'm going to take this leap of faith now. Don't let me be roadkill.
Right. Well, no, it's a different, interesting prayer. I think I
but I laugh about it. I mean, I joke with my angels and guides. I'm like, I'm doing it. I know I'm compelled to do it. I feel confident even though I don't know what's in front of me. Don't let me be roadkill.
Yeah. I go, right now I'm in one of those things where I feel like I'm wrapped in cotton.
Yeah.
Stuff is happening to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure why. Like, I don't usually get colds. This is, or virus. I'm starting to get down today and... So yesterday I'm thinking, all right, now, what is the lesson I'm supposed to learn by having a cold? Stay home? Take
rest.
Care of the house? What?
Rest. No? I'm getting rest.
Rest.
They want you to rest, and they want you to integrate what you've been doing all year. They said rest and integrate. This is not serious downtime, but it's required downtime for you.
Wow. I wonder why.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because we get called human doingness. That's what I call it.
Yeah, well, it's called earning a living.
Yeah, I know. I know. Me too. I hear you.
I say, you know, my good looks are not going to pay my bills, folks.
I wish my smile could, but oh well.
Oh, yeah. I've said that for many. In fact, some of the nursing school, when they finally told me how much we earned, I was the only gal in the class. Kid you not, my entire class asked, well, how much do ad nurses actually earn? Are you ready for this? $433.36 a month.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And yeah. I looked at them, and they said it's $100 a week. And there was no overtime, but you worked it, and there was no compensatory time off. Okay.
Yeah.
And they said, you are in a calling. And I said, well, that's wonderful, but is my landlord going to accept my calling in the bank? Probably not.
I know. Can you accept this calling?
Here's my degree. What do you think about it? You know, it didn't work that way. And I thought I could make $25 more a week just by being a darn secretary. I don't have to sweat through college for all this. And
yeah.
I didn't get a good mark in nursing thoughts. Can't think why. I mean, I was very honest.
Yeah.
But at any rate, nurses do make a bit more than that now.
Oh, definitely.
And thank God, because otherwise we'd be all sitting in the dirt scratching.
I know.
I loved being in nursing school, but a nursing school didn't love being in me exactly. So.
Yeah.
You know, and I wasn't supposed to be that. I'm supposed to do healing, but not through nursing.
You bring up an interesting point, because, you know, when all of us get messages from our guides or heaven, and we always apply those messages in linear terms. I told you I was a communications engineer,
right.
And I worked for the government, so you have to remember I was whatever. In my 20s. Yeah, I was, you know, like, okay, this, you know, things are kind of like formulas. You know, I always was intuitive because sometimes people would ask me,
yes.
You know, how I know something, like, how did you solve that technical problem? I'm like, I just knew.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
You know, and but it was funny, you know, during the process of my unfolding, I would get messages from my angels and guides. And the message that I would get would be physician, heal thyself.
Right.
And I was like, what are you talking about? I'm a communications engineer. That doesn't make any sense. Talk to me in a language that I understand. And then, like, a couple of years later, after doing a lot of self-work, I finally put it together that self-work is healing.
Yes.
So we take things in a linear fashion. So you felt the compelling feeling to be a nurse, and your message was pretty much the same as mine, except it came in different words.
Right. Yeah, I got an ulcer.
Yeah.
I got sick, and I figured, well, this obviously isn't what I'm supposed to be doing. If I get sick, doing what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
So I went into business, and, I'm still trying to figure out what it is they want me to do. They're very insistent about what it is, but what the hell it is, I don't know. They mumble a lot, I noticed.
Yeah. Well, it is. I think they like to, I told my friend, I said, she goes, I'm having a problem reconnecting to my faith. And I'm like, yeah, a lot of us are, especially with what's going on, been going on, especially this year, it kind of brought things to a head.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, we don't need faith when everything is la, la, la.
Right.
Faith is a requirement when things are kind of looking kind of gray and bleak.
Yes.
So, like when things are going my way or your way or the world's way, we don't really need faith. Faith is a thing that we can talk about.
Yeah.
But faith is actually, it's not an affirmation.
it's actually
an action.
Yeah.
So I think we always think in faith in things outside of ourselves.
Right.
But I find it very interesting that the real faith comes in faith in ourselves. So as we go through our paths that seem kind of muddled, because I still don't know where I'm going to be when I grow up.
Well, that's
kind of
the way I feel right now.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to be when I grow up.
Yeah, and I think maybe that's part of it.
Yes. Well, it's a lot of fun. The journey is interesting, though, but I'm still hoping that it straightens out for me soon because I can't take much more of this.
It's
putting stress on me. And I can rest, but, I have little ones that I'm obligated for with my work and other clients. But everything is going so fast now. It's like I can almost see things falling in place in three areas. Almost simultaneously, and I'm supposed to rest now is what you're hearing, what you're telling me?
Yeah, I think it's more like rest your mind. Don't think about how, because that's being in a human doing. And just think up and see, we're so much of the mind.
Yes, I got a plan ahead.
Yeah, we're so much of the mind. It's like, okay, say it once. It's like watching grass grow. We can't do that.
Right.
it's like say it once, what I mean? And I had to learn that because I go into fear too, just like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the universe is like, we heard you.
Yeah.
We heard you. Say it once, say it with conviction, and let us do it. Our hands are bigger than yours. And most of the time I like to control things.
You too.
Yeah, we like to control things. And we can't. And I think we just have to get to a point where, universe, your hands are bigger than mine. I'm going to plant the seeds. I'm going to pat them in. I'm going to put a little dirt on top of it.
Yeah.
I'm going to nurture my garden, but light the way, because this is the best that I can do at the time.
Yeah, it's kind of about the way I feel. I have somebody else doing marketing for me, and he's all over the map. And I'm just, I thought I was over the map, and I was telling my business associates, if you think I talk fast and jump from subject to subject, I said, I have to stand aside so this guy can go charging through. And they laughed and said, we got to meet this guy.
Yeah.
And out-talk and out-maneuver you.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's hard. And I'm getting a taste of what I must be like when people try to harness me and hold me back and keep me on the same track. I must be a real handful, and they're going, yay, finally, she's getting it, yay. And I'm like,
and that's the part of the plan,
like
right?
Nobody likes a small kid. Anyway, that's wonderful. So what do you think of this world energy we've got going for us now?
Wow. There's like so many things to say. Let me capsulize it a little bit. I think that we've been called to grow up.
Okay.
Not as in, like, punishment, because a lot of the world or a lot of us feel like good, bad, black, white, punishment, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
I think that all of us signed up for to be here at this particular time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Just that, on a soul level, all of us also volunteered to participate in the process of outgrowing the child part of ourselves. Not the healthy child, the thriving child, but to outgrow the ego part of ourselves. I actually wrote in my newsletter last month, I used the term ego, relating ego to the unbalanced child, like mind.
Yep.
And then I said I converted that ego, that word ego, to wego. So that's what I think that we're growing into, you know, with the toppling of the financial markets, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, with a lot of the social, economical, and political things that are going on around the globe, I think all of us are coming to realize that we are not so alone after all.
Well, no, we're a lot more hooked into each other.
Yeah, what I do impacts you. My thought processes, you know, you may not know what I'm thinking or what I'm feeling, but I'm sending out these energy beacons in the world, and it imparts.
It's resonating.
Yeah, it's resonating with the global consciousness. And global consciousness has nothing to do with political, social, or emotional, but it's a culmination of all of that.
Uh-huh.
So what I think, what I perceive the world to be, resonates within everyone. I am you and you are me, and I think we're all learning that, and I think a lot of us didn't get the opportunity to learn it. We talk the talk, but we don't walk the walk.
Yeah.
But now that we see what happens economically in the U.S. affects the the global economic spectrum as well, I think now we're beginning to say, it's in our face, I can't bury my head in the sand anymore. Something is, there's some truth to this oneness thing that people have been talking about for years and years and years. So I think it's a good thing. This guy's in the a lot of people call this catastrophe, but I really don't think it's a catastrophe. I think it's like a chick breaking through the egg. I think all of us are being reborn.
That's a correction.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a course correction.
Yeah.
You know, like a lot of people, I joke with some of my friends and a lot of my clients, and I say, yeah, this whole year has been in summer school for us.
Lord,
the stuff that we didn't learn, the stuff that we acknowledge mentally but didn't take action on, it's kind of in our face now, and we have to take action. We promise to take action. Not one of us, but all of us. We can't wait for Big Brother or Daddy or whatever we, you know, this is a patriarch, you know, type of society. So we can't wait for Father to fix it.
Exactly.
And so that's what's going on to me in the world today.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's a beginning. And, you know, Pluto just entered Capricorn on the 26th. So we have approximately, Capricorn is the magician, and the magician in the tarot is about, I'm a master of all of my elements. And so that would be a leader that holds their power softly. So I guess there are lessons over the next 15 years about us learning to hold our power softly. Power is not aggression. It's not taking from so I can have. Power has nothing to do with scarcity whatsoever.
Yeah. I was talking to someone who happens to be a hospital administrator before Thanksgiving, and I was talking about, you know, there is enough for everyone. He looked, he says, no, there's not. And I said, of course there is. And he said, no. He said, I come from a base, there is enough for everybody. There's a lack. And I said, then you will experience that in your life.
Mm-hmm.
But I was surprised that he was so kind of candid about it, you know? That, that, and he almost was aggressive about there being a lack, you know? And there's not enough for everybody, so we all got to get ours while we can get it.
Yeah.
No, this doesn't work anymore for me.
It doesn't work anymore for any of us. And that's precisely the lesson that we're learning.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of people think that people that do spiritual work don't have any issues to deal with. And I think that having issues to deal with actually helps us to do our work better because we keep it real.
Well,
and we can relate to it as well. We can relate to regular life, whatever regular life is.
Right. We can be empathetic with other people.
Right.
Be on the same page. I've learned a lot about empathy and understanding because of what I've gone through.
Right. Absolutely.
Because I kind of walk through life fat, dumb, and happy and unaware.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of amazed me now that I'm more aware of how I could have been so unaware. But the thing is, I didn't think like that. I had to learn how to change how I think
Right.
And to analyze from other people's position, because I was fairly innocent.
Right.
And I grew up that way. Even though stuff happened in my life, I was still innocent.
Yeah.
And now I can see it with a stronger awareness, but I'm still innocent in some ways. I've never lost the innocence. I'm just aware. There's a difference.
Right. And what did Buddha say? The in the world, no, be in the world but not of it.
Yes.
So to translate that would mean not to get so caught up in the human doingness and the worry and the scarcity and the lack, but kind of observe it with compassion.
Right.
And stay balanced. And I guess that's really hard right now, you know, because there's, you know, still that energetic of fear. But also, you know, what's really interesting, along with that energetic of fear is a growing energetic of hope.
Right.
Now, the next state or the next step of that is participating and changing that hope into an action. And I think that's the threshold of 2009. And I think that's what 2009 is going to be about. Okay, yeah, there's fear, but yeah, there's a growing glimmer of hope because things are changing, whether or not we can see the final outcome or not.
Right.
But I think more and more people are feeling compelled to change,
right,
even in little ways. You know, I was watching the commercials on TV now that the elections are over, and it's kind of, I find it, some of it I find kind of amusing, because there's always been the environmental effort. But now when I turn on the television, I see more and more commercials and that promoting environmentalism, promoting conservation, promoting savings, et cetera, et cetera. And I like it, because now maybe the media is finally doing its job.
Well, that would be a nice idea.
Yeah. But maybe the media is finally doing, you know, its job. I actually kind of found it kind of funny on the news. Maybe some people may not agree with me politically, but I just have a unique sense of humor.
Right.
I was watching the news about the auto bailout, and the media captured the I call them the auto barons, the big three or four, getting off their private jets. I actually thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, it is. It's sad.
To ask for money, but you get off your own private corporate jet.
Yes. Well, I would love to have that issue.
but the thing that was so funny is they've been flying on their corporate jets for years and years and years.
Yes.
But this time, because of the tide of events.
Yeah.
And people waking up to what's really going on,
right,
on Main Street and on Wall Street,
right,
that people were outraged getting off their private blah, 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 you know, whatever those planes are, to go to a meeting to ask for money.
Yes, well, I really like the fact that they were going to give all the executives all those millions of dollars in
the golden parachute.
Yeah, and in bonuses. And I'm thinking, you know, what were they smoking and drinking at the time they made that decision?
They were rewarding bad behavior.
That's right.
But the thing is, universe is not going to allow the reward of bad behavior.
I can tell that, because it's really seriously clapping down on what's going on Wall Street. The fact the whole world was the world was saying that Americans are so greedy, et cetera, and they were flinging stones at us, so to speak, only to find out that their banks were right in their hand and glove, just as greedy.
You can't point fingers anymore.
No.
Yeah, you can't. You just have to change, and I think that's what the point of 2009 is, and that's why I said, you know, fear, then hope, now real change.
Well,
and everyone has skin in the game, and everybody has a responsibility to do that.
Right.
But it's like I said, it's reassuring now to turn on the TV to see more and more commercials or segments that educate the public about what they can do as individuals to save their environment, to do this, to do this, to do this.
Well, a lot of people, you know, came to me and said, well, you should do thus and so and thus and so. And I looked at them and I said, well, here are my utility bills. And they looked at me and said, how the hell did you get them so low? I said, because I was taught by my parents to be conservative in the use of electricity and heat. We shut the doors to each room, okay, which keeps the heat in. And then we used the baseboard gas heat and hot water baseboard heat and things of that nature. And it was it. And I always turn lights off when I leave a room.
Of course.
Always. And I turn off the TV if I'm not going to be there. And I turn things off. The only time there's a nightlight left, and you know, I don't let the water run the whole time I'm brushing my teeth either. You know, I turn it on for enough water for to have it wet, and turn it off. I don't keep everything running all the time.
Right.
And they're just amazed at how little energy I spend, and it just comes back in savings. And even in phone bills, I adjust them to look after a few months. If I don't use my phone that much for long distance, and I come back to the long-distance service, to what I've been working with.
Right.
Leave it at that. I mean, there are things that you can do that are just a no-brainer to me. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. You know, it's interesting because I talk to a lot of my friends have children, and when my friend's little boy was 3 or 4, this was many, many years ago, they were learning about recycling
right.
in nursery school. And I think it's absolutely awesome.
Yes.
So, you know, I think, you know, the younger generations are more aware than the older generations because we kind of get stuck in the ways that we do. So I think that we are the ones that are being re-educated because, you know, in the schools, even my little, you know, like my nieces, And nephews, they know about recycling and conservation and smog and the ozone.
Yeah.
So I think it's us learning or relearning to create some new habits.
Right.
Yeah. So I we're changing. We're changing, and that gives me hope.
Okay.
And hope is what fuels the change, and it's an endless circle of growing and of love and of light. 10 years from now, there are problems that we talk about in the right now moment that I think won't even exist.
What?
And I think that's a good thing.
What won't exist in a year? I'm sorry?
I think 10 years from now, the things that we think were our problems, they won't exist because they would have already gone through their course correction.
Right, okay, there you go. I think that's
what
you do. I didn't catch that last part, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
My mind blanked out. At any rate, Diane, for those listeners, you know, you can call in and get a reading if you like. That's okay with you, Diane.
I'd love to do that.
So you can call in to BBS Radio 1-877-876-5227 or 877-270-8714, which is in the U.S. So anyone who wants to call and ask for a reading, feel free to do so. So I had been told on the 27th that there was an energy shift. Things are going to be moving faster now than ever before. Is that correct?
Yes. There was a new moon, too.
Okay.
Powerful new moon in Sagittarius, coupled with a lot of other energies. And, yes, we all know that time seems to be moving faster because even in the malls or even when you talk to people, they're like, oh, my God, where's the time gone? What happened to the year? So all of us realize that we all sense it, that the energy is propelling us or that we're going into the time that I call no time.
Right.
So time is speeding up. And with that, thoughts are things. And so what we think we will manifest. So if we hold on to negativity, if we hold on to lack, then we will create that lack or that faster. But that's not as punishment. Again, we go into the thing about punishment. That's to educate us into know that we are spiritual beings having a physical experience. And so what we truly believe, we will manifest that.
Yeah, I believe that's very, very good, too. I've had a dream about 2 weeks ago that I told the readers about. And in that dream, I was told that I had won something like a lottery.
Mm-hmm.
And that what I had asked for years ago was going to come to fruition. What I'd asked years ago was this teaching program that I've developed to take off. And that seems to be where things are coming from as well. So I'm kind of surprised, you know?
Yeah.
And it's about time because it's been almost, 18 years, 19 years since I developed the program. And that's a long time to wait, folks. You know, I got gray waiting, as I often talk to my spiritual people and say, you know, my hair is now gray. It wasn't when I asked for this originally. So do you think we could speed it up so I could still be here on Earth to see it? You know, I mean, it's nice to have people clap for you, but you'd like to be around to hear the clapping, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that that's what's going to happen. It just feels as though I'm suspended or wrapped in cotton or something these last few weeks.
Yeah.
You know, that I just sort of, if the door opens, I, you know, put my nose or my foot through and see if it slams shut on it, I would throw my foot. But basically, I am checking it out to see if things are going to work out well. Does that make sense? And it's like I can't control anything anymore. I just have to go with the flow.
Yeah, we need to give it up.
Like I got to just either go with the flow. That's all I can do, and I can't do anything else. But it's driving me crazy.
Yeah.
So what's my problem, right?
Don't worry about it. It's. I think all of us have been going through those episodes of fear, like when, where, how, why. I think eventually what happens is we exhaust ourselves with the fear, and then we get into what they call the resignation.
Yes.
So just, like, resign it. And not say I give up on the world. Just say, you know what, I resign my fear so I can have more energy for me.
Well, I've kind of done that. I'm not afraid. I'm sitting around, you know, dangling my foot over the edge of the couch waiting, you know, for something to occur that I would really like to do, like move ahead and make money. It's a thrill to be able to make money out of something. But other than that, things seem to be going fairly well, and I love doing what I'm doing. So what do you have planned for you? What is your new talk to go in? Wait a second. We have somebody.
Sure.
Came on board. Welcome to Higher Dimensions. Who's calling?
Well, this is Monica.
Well, hello, Monica. How are you, and where are you from?
I'm from Ohio, and I'm doing wonderfully today.
Oh, how beautiful. Do you have a question for Diana?
Well, I would actually have a mini reading. I'm looking at moving to the town where I work, which is only 20 miles from where I live, but I'm having quite a situation with the person I am married to.
Yeah, the family.
He doesn't want to move.
Yeah, that happens. Diana, want to take it?
Okay, sure.
And what is your question about it? You mentioned a situation. I don't think that's the question.
I've already got the place to move to. That's the thing. But he is just saying absolutely not, and I'm saying yes, we are, and I just need to see how this is going.
Okay. Monica, can you give me his first name, please?
His first name?
Yes.
Tony.
Tony, okay. Is he concerned about separation from the family and being alone, isolated from his connections, whether they're family or friends?
I think he's afraid of separation from the town. We live in a small town called Yellow Springs, and it has like 3,000 people, and he's home all the time.
Yeah, because he feels alone to me, or lonely, or fear of loneliness. You know, I'm going to tell you what I'm getting intuitively. I think I said it earlier, life right now is not black or white. So it's neither that you're wrong and he's right or vice versa, or you're right and he's wrong. What my guides are telling me to tell you both is that see if you can find the middle ground. I don't know if you do the, I see a couple options that you move, slowly. So I don't know if that means that you live and work in that new town city Monday through Friday and come home for weekends, and he visits so he gets slowly acclimated. But I'm seeing that there's, I think the word would be compromise.
Okay, this is, exactly what you were talking about a little while ago. This is strictly having to do with economics.
Okay.
Because I'm the one that works.
Okay.
And I'm the one that pays the bills, and we need to move someplace cheaper.
Okay.
And he is fussing, but I'm the one that has to come through with the money.
Okay. Well, is there a way that you can reassure him, because both partners' needs are important in the relationship, that he can go back frequently to make those reconnections so he won't feel so distant? Because I get him feeling isolated.
Well, yes, he does. He's kind of a loner type person. He doesn't leave the house very often other than to come and pick me up at work and take me to work. And And so he's kind of to himself.
Well, you know what I would suggest, and this is what I'm getting, is that I want you to talk to him and ask him what his fears are. Don't judge it. Just listen. Ask him what he's afraid of. Ask him, he's afraid of losing his roots. So that's what I'm going to tell you, whatever his roots are. So you, what would behoove both of you is that you have a conversation and you do a lot of listening to him.
Mm-hmm.
And you ask him, what is he afraid of?
Okay.
What is it does he think that he is leaving? And don't say anything. Just listen. Just say,
okay.
I want to understand. Because both of us are important. I want to understand your perspective. I really want you to talk to me.
Okay.
I want you to tell me how you really feel. Because if you don't, I'll never know.
Mm-hmm.
And if I don't know, then we can't work on this together.
Yeah.
Okay.
And address it from that perspective. And take it one step at a time. I do see a transition for you, but I think it's really important that you keep the doors open rather than say this is how it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, he's already seen the place we're moving into. He's been there and he's looked at it. And the place we're living in right now, not only there's a problem, but our landlord got a notice saying either pay your taxes or we're foreclosing on the house.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's like
you have to leave anyway.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he's just kicking and screaming. Actually, he's depressed and he's pouting.
Yeah, I know.
And it's just the two of us and the cats, and it's real hard to live with somebody that's just, you know, pouting and unhappy all the time. And I want him to be happy. I want him to be happy about this.
Okay. Let's put it this way. You are not responsible for his happiness.
I know you
understand it intellectually. That's not the issue. The issue is it's time that he grew up and grew outward.
Yeah.
And while you can talk about compromise, you still have to make a situation. The universe has set up a situation where you don't have a choice.
Yeah,
it's not
moving.
A matter of a choice, okay? It truly is not a matter of a choice.
You're moving.
You're moving.
And
he has two choices. He can either move. Well, he's more than two choices. He can move graciously or ungraciously. Or he can decide to go it alone. The thing is, it sounds to me as though things are conspiring that he has to grow up at this point. Something he has not done for a long time. Is he ex-military by any chance?
No military at all.
No. Okay.
Yay.
Because sometimes that is one of the fallouts of having been, you know, overseas or done duty. And
he came from a family that moved a lot.
That's why.
Like in the middle of the night, they would go.
That's why.
Well, that's a reason, a logical reason for it. That does not excuse him as an adult from breaking that pattern of stepping out and becoming an adult, which is not what he wants to do. He's still stuck in that childhood drama.
He's trying to be safe.
He's got to either grow up and face it and move forward, or he's going to be left behind by the world.
Right. Well, this is a difficult thing for me because my main thing to learn is to learn to speak my truth.
Learn
to speak my truth, and I'm having a real problem with that.
You're not exactly not speaking your truth. You are speaking your truth. You're being an adult. You're making decisions that are appropriate for your situation there. My feeling is you offer him the support that you can, but you do realize that ultimately this decision he is his, and that you cannot put your life on hold because he cannot move forward.
Well, that's true. That's true. I've had dreams of this house was manifested, so I have to, if I don't deal with this, I mean, it's what I asked for.
Right.
And I've had dreams of me being in the house, and there's very Spartan. I mean, there's not even furniture, but I am dancing through the house and singing, and the sunlight is coming through, and I am in ecstasy about being someplace that has room. We're in three rooms right now.
Uh-huh.
And we're moving to a three-bedroom half a double. I'm thrilled.
Uh-huh. Well, you need to follow your dreams, darling, and he needs to follow his dreams. Mm-hmm. If they coincide, that's fine and dandy. If they do not coincide, that is his responsibility, and he alone makes that decision. And, you know, he has to be allowed the adult space to make that decision.
So just talk to him is what I need to
sacrifice.
Do.
Talk to him, absolutely.
Okay.
And see how what his fears are.
Yes.
Yeah. It's, okay. As I said, it's okay to dialogue, but when the rubber hits the road, you have to do that which is best for your soul's growth.
Right.
Okay.
I agree. Okay, well, thank you so
You're very welcome.
I mean, this is what I was feeling, but I really needed some reassurance, and that's what I got.
Well, you're doing just fine, darling, and you're doing the right thing, and congratulations on that, okay? And
thank you very much.
Place.
Happy transition.
Yes.
Okay.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. At any rate, the I forgot what I was asking now as we went down to the wire. My brain does a senior moment every once in a while. But I think I was asking about where are you going from, heading for in this new year, in this new transition? What are your dreams and wishes that you seek to bring about in your life? Oops.
Another call. Great.
You sure did. Okay. Want to answer that or you want to take a call?
Let's take that call.
All right. Take the call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Higher Dimension.
Hello, ladies. This is Nancy from Washington State.
Hey, Nancy. How are you, darling?
I'm doing fine.
Nancy.
How about you guys?
Great.
We're doing fine now. How can we serve you today?
Well, I'm wondering if you can tell me if there's anything that I can do to either increase my energy or feel good with my health.
Okay. Nancy, give me your first name and middle name just once, please.
Nancy Sue.
Okay, hold on. And can I ask you something? Because sometimes when I do readings for people, I actually, I can kind of see into their DNA. Is there issues in the around the diaphragm for you?
No.
Physical issues, or is there respiratory issues in with you or within your family, diaphragm or spleen
within
area?
In my family, there is.
Yeah, okay, I'm picking up on that. But there's nothing that you get physically. You don't get winded going up the stairs or anything like that.
A little bit, but I think it's because of my weight. It's not...
Okay, I'm getting winded. So I'm seeing the spleen energy, and I'm also seeing the diaphragm energy. I want you to be cautious of that and be careful with your knees. So stress on the knees. I'm not saying sit all the time, but I'm just saying be cognizant. I think there are vitamins in that you can take to build the muscular... Not the muscles, but the... Yeah, the muscles and the tendons. I know one of them is MSM and shark cartilage, but I want you to be cognizant of that. Energetically, do you feel spiritually depleted, emotionally depleted, because I'm seeing your heart chakra?
Right now, I'm totally feeling depleted in all areas.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Hold on for a second. Can I ask you something else? I'm getting a lot of information. Is your mother gone, Nancy?
Yes.
Yeah, she's here with me right now. Are you the youngest girl?
Yes, I am.
Okay, she's here. She said, I want you to slow down. I want you to focus. I want you to pace yourself.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so she's here along with my guides and your guides. And she's saying, slow down, focus, and pace yourself. Now, when I say pace yourself, I don't mean physical activity. I mean, if you have an active mind,
yeah.
I want you to focus on what you want and not focus on what you don't want to happen.
Okay.
Okay, because that just depletes your spiritual energy. And I want you for the next 21 days, I'm going to give you homework. Every morning when you wake up, I want you to give gratitude for something. It can be something small. It can be something big.
Okay,
I don't care if you have to say, thank you, God, because the rain is beautiful today, whatever. But I want you to give gratitude for something that you can sincerely give gratitude for. And that's going to open the door for new opportunities and also feed your spirit.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have anything specific that you want to ask me?
My diabetes.
Yeah, okay. Is it type 2, please?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Now, you know that you can deal with that holistically as well, right, by making dietary changes?
Okay.
Okay. I usually like to make recommendations. Everything that you find on the Internet is not necessarily true. But what I would suggest that you look at is maybe go to a naturopathic doctor, or, as well as your traditional physician. or look online at some natural health magazines. There's actually, if there's a Barnes & Noble or a Borders bookstore, there are magazines dedicated toward those that have diabetes. One of them is called Diabetes Magazine, and it all offers alternative or holistic healthy ways of living or ways to manage the diabetic condition. I think that would be good. On a spiritual sense for you, Nancy, I am told to tell you to taste the sweetness of life. I keep on seeing honeybees, and I want you to slow down and taste the sweetness of life.
That makes a lot of sense.
Okay. And, you know, if I'm taking, okay, you know, it's Christmas, so Christmas is the time of giving, but it's also the time of sharing. But we always think that that's an outward focus. This Christmas, I want you to take time to give to you and not judge yourself. I want you to be good to yourself. Of course, share with other people, because the more light we share, the more love that we receive, mm-hmm. and the more light that we receive ourselves. But I want you to take some time to give gratitude for you. And even though you have a diabetic condition, it's just a condition, you still are healthy, you still are worthy, and you still are loved.
Wow.
Okay?
Yes, thank you.
You are so welcome.
Quite welcome. Thank you for calling.
God bless you both. Thank you.
Thank you,
darling. God bless you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, let's get back to you. Where do you want to head in the new year?
Okay.
I'm a
okay.
Christmas cup.
My Christmas for Christmas I want. No. So my I just celebrated my birthday. So on my birthday, I do my plans and my aspirations.
Sorry, we got off the air for some reason. Who's calling?
Daryl?
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Who's this?
Daryl.
Daryl, and where are you from?
Vancouver.
Vancouver. Well, welcome, welcome. You have a question for the young lady today.
Yeah, I just wanted to know about my upcoming projects I've been working on within music. And I'm just, that's it. Just wanted to see how that's going to be. There's all these different directions I'm going with that.
Okay. Daryl, give me your first name and middle name, please.
First name is Daryl. Middle name is Ernesto.
Okay, say the middle name one more time.
Do you want a first and middle name, you said?
Yeah. No, your middle name.
Ernesto.
Ernesto? Okay, hold on for a second. Okay, hold on. First thing I got was sing your song. So that doesn't mean, I don't know if you're a vocalist. I mean, we can take it literally, but a lot of times I get things metaphorically. They say sing your song. Are you also writing?
Pardon?
Do you write music?
Yeah, I'm a composer.
Okay. They said keep on writing, keep on writing, keep on writing. Are you traveling, or do you travel with your work as well? Because I see lots of activity.
No, but I used to in the past.
Okay.
I want to. I mean, I've been all over Europe, but that was a long time ago. I with a band, but now
okay.
I'm going on my own. I'm composing my own music.
Okay, hold on. I see new growth in 2009 for you. Are you looking for a new partner or a new business partner?
I see
someone coming in like a partner for you.
Yeah, I mean like as far as recording partner,
a collaborator.
Yeah, a collaborator or an agent, because that's what it feels like to me.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm looking for.
Okay, it seems like it comes really, really soon.
Okay.
Interview wisely, whatever that means. So don't grab the first one. Make sure that there's good chemistry.
Okay.
Make sure there's good chemistry. I see lots of changes in the time frame of 3 to 4. 3 to 4 weeks or 3 to 4 months. I'm more inclined to say 3 to 4 months.
Okay.
Okay.
That's good, too, because I'm waiting on my arm to heal. I broke my arm, and I'm waiting because I'm also a drummer. So I'm doing keyboard stuff with my fingers, but in 2 months, my arm should be back into drumming.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. I see a new foundation building for you. So I think this person is going to come in and give you maybe business skills, well, not that you don't have them, but more business skills or they have more experience than you as in marketing or et cetera, and that's going to be good for you because it's going to give you a solid platform or a foundation for you to grow in the way that you want to grow. By spring, I see new birth for you, new growth, fertility.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so no worries, okay? You just keep on doing what you're doing.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Are you highly visual? Because I see that you are either you dream very actively or you're very highly visual.
Yeah, I also paint, which I haven't done. I think I want to get back into it when my arm gets better. And I also do visual arts on, used to do visual arts on computers.
Good.
Done in a while, but I was going to look into, this is a long time ago, so I want to look into updating my skills on the computer.
That would be really, really great because I see bright colors appearing in front of my face, and that usually means I dream vividly and I get answers in my dreams, or I'm visually gifted or artistically gifted. You are. So you say you're a drummer and you're a composer. Don't label yourself because what I got is a very old-fashioned word, and they call it artisan.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And that's what you are.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. So create from love and not from fear.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Okay, now let's get back to you, unless the universe doesn't want you answering that question.
I guess not.
I'm beginning to wonder.
I'll try one more time. We'll try one more time, and then we'll give it up.
Before you do, let me have you give a contact number and information for yourself, darling.
Okay. My website, first of all, is sacredspiraldance.com. If you forget that, you can always Google me, Diana Harris. My phone number is 978-973-6637.
Excellent. Okay, now, for you, what are you working on and hoping for?
I am working on a book, and I'm also working on a deck of cards. I work with animal totems, animal wisdom, Native American, Hawaiian, and other global shamanic traditions.
Nice.
So I am working on my own animal deck of cards.
Uh-huh.
Right now, I am working on a book, a compilation of works that I've already done. And my goals for this year are to travel more nationally and actually internationally as well. So and my goals are really simple, basically to keep on enjoying what I'm doing. To spread the word and to touch as many people's hearts as I can.
That's a beautiful gift and a very worthy aspiration. I think it's fabulous, and my feeling is you are going to be able to receive what you are manifesting in the spirit world right now. And
oh, my goodness, thank you.
You're going to make it, okay?
Thank you.
It'll work out well, I think. That's my feeling. And the energies around you are very, very good. They seem to be swirling with a lot of color. You have a lot of different colors around you, don't you?
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Like a little rainbow.
Yeah. That's what I'm seeing right now. I don't often see lots of colors around people, but I'm seeing it around you right now.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
You're welcome. So I think it's going to be a really heady year for you, and it's going to be one in which you're going to find yourself running hard to keep in place. But I don't think it's going to overwhelm you. I think there'll be breathers that come up, downtime for you in between.
Good.
To allow you to recuperate and take a deep breath before the next round of fun stuff begins.
Oh, goodness, good.
that's how I'm perceiving it. We'll see. Time will tell us how accurate that is.
Yeah.
I would like to think that it is because you seem to be just well deserving.
Thank you.
Deserving of this. And you've been doing a lot of good lately and working with a lot of people. So I am really got my fingers crossed that you're going to have good fun. And you're going to enjoy those tarot cards, by the way.
I hope so.
Oh, yeah. People love them.
Yeah.
Do you know the James Wandless deck?
Yes.
The Voyager? Yeah.
Yeah, he was just in New York City.
Well, he was, yeah. I know James. And nice guy. Nice guy.
Yeah.
I talked to him for a while. But, yeah, he's a really nice guy. I hope he's in a better frame of mind than last we spoke. He seems to be kind of down.
Mm.
I think all this negative stuff in the energy gets to you every once in a while, you know.
Yeah.
But is there anything else you'd like to say before we go? We only have about another minute or so. So we need to wrap it up or I get fussed at by my producer.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question.
Sure.
Okay, I want you to tell me your favorite animal, and I want to do a quick animal connection for you. So whatever it is, it doesn't matter to me. It could even be a mythological animal.
A hawk.
Oh, my goodness.
Unicorn came to mind as soon as you said mythological, but the hawk is the one that I equate a lot with.
Okay, and hawks symbolize angels to me. Hawks are messengers of heaven.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of ironic because I'm seeing two things at the same time. I see hawk as like a guide for you, and
okay.
Hawk is actually flying up to a tree. Hawk is telling me, I have a male hawk here. He's telling me to tell you to take the higher level view and keep your focus high.
Yes.
Keep your focus high because hawk has four talons. We have five fingers. Hawk has four talons. Four is the number of stability. That which you seek, you shall have.
Okay.
And that's what I'm getting for you. I see him now leaving the tree and circling. So there are opportunities there for you as well. Archangel Gabrielle is the messenger archangel, and she's with you now.
Okay.
And that's what I'm getting. The hawk turned into Archangel Gabrielle.
Oh, how beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah, and I see a trumpet, so I don't know what that means.
A trumpet to me is a herald, one who brings news.
Okay.
Usually it's a victory. It's usually, music is my forte, usually when there's a trumpet, it sounds the victory, it sounds the charge.
Okay.
It's extremely proactive, shall we say.
Okay, because I just saw a trumpet.
Okay.
And that's kind of funny. I'm like, okay, I say whatever I see. And I just saw a trumpet hovering in front of my face.
Okay.
A good sign.
Usually in victory, just before the charge.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Wonderful. Okay, well, thank you, darling. We have to say goodbye now. I am so glad. Maybe I can have you on in the future in this coming year.
Oh, I would love
to have you again. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Miss Diana Harris, God bless you, and may you have abundance and blessed and fruitful year. And ladies and gentlemen, I'll be back next week. We have Anita Castellano again, this beautiful lady who has so much to teach us in what she has gone through herself and suffering. Again, God bless you all and goodbye. And thank you, Diana. We'll be talking to you.
All right,
take care and goodbye.
All right, bye-bye. Take care.